Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Candy wrappers, creamy baby, sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Is that better? I just want everything to be, oh shit, this is gonna be bad. I'm all tangled up. Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Coming to you, once again, from the Wilbur Theater in Boston! Spill that before the show's over, that's for damn sure. The old drink on a music stand, that's not gonna work out. It's Saturday, October 8th, 2016. Let me see your massive name tags, Massachusetts. I knew you'd have some big ones. Say any who?
Say Benny-thing.
Say Benny-thing, because your name is Benny. Andy and Christy make a porno. Which one are you? The girl one? That's cool. Kate Riot's Day? I get it. Patriot's Day. Chris Army Man. I get that one. Instead of Swiss. Mad Meg instead of Max. Somebody with just a big IMBD sign. What's your actual name?
Ben DeRoche.
Ben DeRoche, everybody. There's a guy with a box of donuts proudly displayed. And there's some light-up ones, too. This is great. Are there any up in the balcony? All right, well, good luck. Hopefully my guests have some Sherpas that'll help them scale the heights to the balcony area and pick a name tag. Doug plugs, Doug Loves Movies returns to the Meltdown Comics in L.A. this Monday night, October 10th. Getting Doug with High goes live again this Wednesday, I think at 1:15 Pacific, which would be what time here? 4:15, right in the pocket. That's you guys. That's on my YouTube channel. Doug Loves Movies is coming to Charlotte, North Carolina next Saturday, October 15th at the Comedy Zone at 4:20. And then Tacoma, Washington, October 22nd San Francisco, October 27th, Anaheim, October 29th, Minneapolis, November 5th, and lots more dates to come. Go to DougLovesMovies.com. Go! I hope everyone in Georgia and Florida and all the other states in the path of hurricane, I guess now it's Tropical Storm Matthew, did they downgrade it? Is everybody all right? Your power's out. You can still listen to podcasts when your power's out, right? I guess you wouldn't be able to download it in the first place. I guess you could do it on your phone. Great story, Doug. What's in the prize bag? We've got Phil Bill Volume 1. You've heard about it for weeks. You're sick of hearing about it. Somebody's gonna get one. I got some Sausage Party stuff still. This is the Kristen Wiig character, the bun that looks like a vagina. I just grabbed this doll by its face. Donald Trump style. We got a koozie that says Cool Head Tech on it, whatever that is. Ooh, I saw School of Rock on Broadway again, so this is the sippy cup that I drank from, and also the cup that I smuggled weed in to come here to Boston. I was on At Midnight recently, now I'm tied for most wins of all time, so I'm excited about that. Ron Funches is gonna be on again like next week, and he'll win again, and he'll be in the lead again. It's just, I don't know why I bother. But should just go out there and have fun, not worry about it. But they always give me this game, Linky, so I'm giving away another copy of that. I think I got this. It's kind of a cool Loot Crate DC Comics Joker painted wooden figure. And it like moves and stuff. I got that, I think, at the Bruce Campbell Horror Film Festival. It might not have been there. I got this on a flight recently. It's a little bag they give you with some toothpaste and a small toothbrush in it. And a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. Plus, stuff brought by my guests. Please give a big warm welcome to Ken Reed, Tim Brennan, and Tony Hinchcliffe.
Are coiled snake-like under the chairs. It's
yeah.
Serpentine.
Yeah. Yeah, they're very professional here. They do a great job with that. I'm very, very happy to come back. Let's say hi to the newbie first. Never been on the program before, but pretty known to Boston audiences, I'd imagine, as the lead guitarist of Dropkick Murphys. It's Tim Brennan, everybody.
Whoa. Oh, Boston. Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
So psyched to have you on the show. We've been friends since I met you at a music concert.
Yep.
Was it the first time we met? Was it in Philadelphia at the thing there?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, WMMR had a rock afternoon, and Dropkick Murphys played, and we hung out, and it was lovely.
I bet you guys got stoned at that.
You think?
Yeah. I bet you guys smoked pots.
Actually, we watched Jurassic Park on the bus and ate pizza, and Doug might have taken a nap for a minute.
Yeah, so it's like getting stoned without the actual drugs.
I don't remember any of that. But yeah, so thank you for being on the show. You're a movie buff, so you think you'll be okay in the game portion of the show?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it depends on the category and the, you know, actor or question or whatever, but it's entirely possible it could go my way.
Today I'm going mostly with Irish boxing films.
Let's just wrap it up right now.
Okay. Also joining us, headlining here tonight at the Wilbur, great timing, it's Tony Hinchcliffe, everybody.
Fuck yeah.
Good to be here as always, Doug.
Yeah, it's a great coinky dink that you have a show later. Is anybody coming back to see Tony tonight?
Wow, that's a huge crossover.
I knew there'd be a big crossover between the two shows.
The rest of you, you know, you should think about it. Tickets on sale right after the show, 7 p.m.
Yeah, did you hear those people, how excited they are? You should be too.
Yeah.
Get your shit together, Boston. There's stuff on the stage all of a sudden. Yeah. Yeah, you know, your poster, you could take that back, but I got this just looks too fancy to ignore. I'm gonna talk about it after we meet our third guest today, because he's been on the show before. I just finally did his podcast, TV Guidance Counselor. Let's hear it for Ken Reed, everybody. Boston comedy phenom. You're good at the games. This is going to be a competitive day today.
I'm here to win.
I think it's going to be exciting. But look at this. Somebody made a really nice bag. It's nicer than this piece of shit CVS bag I brought. A really nice bag that's got the logo, but they changed it to Doug Loves Prizes.
Wow.
And it's got a cute little prize at the end. A prize that spits urine, apparently. There's little yellow, I don't know what that's supposed to be. But no, it's just a delightful prize. And then the bag has got another bag in it as a prize.
Oh, what's
all right.
I'm gonna
keep that one. That's fucking crazy. You don't need a bag in a bag. Oh, wait, and then there's another bag.
Oh. Wow.
It's like a clown car for bags.
Mary Poppins.
Wow, I wonder what's in those bags.
No, well, you guys, this is the show.
They're wound up. Yeah, it's just an unboxing. It's an unbagging.
You gave someone who's potentially high bags within bags. Do you understand how dangerous that is?
I love that you even qualified it with potentially
high. I didn't want to.
There's a chance when Doug walks on stage at 4:22.
It might be still
that he just came from the hotel.
Well, you did drive a school bus here full of children, so I had hoped.
This is going to be just a nightmare transferring everything. But that's very nice of you. Does the person who gave me this stuff, do you want to be acknowledged by name?
I'm good.
You're good?
Wow. I'll take my answer off the air.
Just a silent benefactor. Just making
anonymous.
Specialized bags for people. There better be a Tony Hinchcliffe bag on the stage when he comes out tonight.
Yeah. Na 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 bag man. I like
do you
this
own a
guy.
Bagger-dashery? I think that's the term for a bag store.
I don't know why they made me these bags, but they're really nice.
Man,
I'll definitely make them future prize bags, but someone's getting one of them tonight, and I'm getting rid of this CVS bag.
You've gone from bags to riches.
This CVS bag can go audition for American Beauty 2. I'll never get tired of that reference. All right, what'd you guys bring for the bag? Let's go down the line. Ken's got the most bulky bag.
I do get a bulky bag, thank you. First of all, I have the TV guide that Doug and I discussed on my show that comes from Doug's personal collection. This is the 2000 fall preview, so that's going in there.
Yeah, we talked about all this shit. We talked about the Michael Richards show, the Gina Davis show.
Yeah.
All John Goodman puts his hand on his face show.
Yeah, that's John Goodman as a grown-up Kevin McAllister. That was a very short-lived Home Alone show. There's a show of a shirt from Skeksis from The Dark Crystal.
That's really nice.
That's a good thing. I have a...
I'm going to hang on to this.
You can keep that. I have a copy of my album.
Jesus, is Skeksis fur all over this
phone? I was about to say, it's covered in dog hair, so you get to take that home.
My dog's been sleeping on that shirt for about 6 months. I forgot to... He was pissed that I took it on the way out of the house, but you can have that.
Covered in slobber.
Copy of my album and some pins here.
You got to say the name of the album.
It's called The Vanity Project, Volume 1, Hollywood Land, available where all digital music and comedy is sold. This is a press kit from the movie Hard Bodies that I think you will enjoy. I have a set of lobby cards from the John Ritter movie Hero at Large. It's pretty exciting. I have a script from the film Hero at Large starring John Ritter. If you want to reenact scenes from Hero at Large with John Ritter. If you're not a fan of that, there's a script from Outside Providence and one from Doc Hollywood. And then
Jesus, fancy bags
why
over here.
Why'd you bring everything you own?
Oh God, this is not even, this is, and then there's some posters from some 80s titty movies, including one with Pamela Adlon in which she turns into a boy called I Was a Teenage Boy.
Oh.
So enjoy that, everybody.
Okay.
Has anybody ever won the show right after exposing their bag? Because that's an amazing bag.
I'd like to see the process of you standing over that giant pile of shit that you have in your house.
Yeah, because Tim's been in my house. There's, yeah.
While you're going through and selecting what's good enough to keep.
I'll tell you how it works. It's
and what's good enough to give away as a prize.
It's what's on the top layer. Oh, I forgot
you
that
You forgot the problem child too.
Visor. The crown jewel, wow.
Yeah.
Visor.
Yep.
That's amazing.
I wanted that to be a little Easter egg in there. It's a Problem Child 2 promotional
I'm
visor.
I'm one of Donald Trump's advisors.
Yes. I feel like the kid from Problem Child would work for Donald Trump. If he were able to do so. Yeah, there's. I just take the top layer of stuff in my house so I can get to my socks.
Yeah, this is clearly the dog's bed that you brought today.
Yep.
What do you got for the bag there, Tim?
I have a handful of Dropkick Murphy stuff. I have a...
You haven't seen what it is yet. It might be their garbage records.
I have a vinyl copy of our latest album, Signed and Sealed and Blooded. It has the song Rose Tattoo on it. The boys are back. As well as our Christmas song, The Season's Upon Us, which is hilarious. I also have...
I was listening to the Covers channel on Sirius XM.
Yeah.
And that you guys did a cover of a Bruce Springsteen song.
That's true. We did.
Which one was it?
Probably Badlands.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a perfect lead in. I have a...
Points.
I have a moot as hell these days CD copy of Going Out in Style, which is our record that has Bruce Springsteen on it, singing on a song. I have a Christmas ornament that says, Merry Christmas, you bastards, on it. So that'll be nice on the tree. And then I have a, I got a t-shirt celebrating our 20 years as a band recently. And then I have a hat signed by legendary Boston Bruins player, Bobby Orr. And then the creme de la creme, I have a handful of stickers that say Hanks for President on them with a picture of Tom Hanks. You can have those, put them up wherever you like.
Well, it seems like...
It's the movie Oddballs. Everyone remembers that film. It's the summer camp movie.
Let's see what the tagline was for Oddballs. The summer camp where the nuts are on the loose.
Yep.
Oddballs.
Fantastic video store staple, Oddballs, shot in Canada.
It's hard to pull off testicle humor. It just doesn't... appeal to anyone. Alright, what do you got for us there, Tony?
Tough to compete with Bobby Orr autographed ball caps and whatnot. Who likes the Boston Red Sox, huh? Yeah, me too. I have a glow stick here. I never use this. I went to Joshua Tree a couple weeks ago with some friends, some of the best comedians in the world, and this is an uncracked glow stick. It was with me when I did mushrooms with some of the best up-and-coming comedians on the planet. I have some really good snacks in here. Lenny and Larry's Complete Cookie. Some great, fancy L.A., you know, L.A. snacks. Just flew in today. This deck of cards here, this is a real deck of cards. It says Aristocrat on it. This is a deck of cards that's been played on by, you know, Joe Rogan, Jeff Ross, Sarah Silverman. You guys like Bobby Orr? I played with this deck of cards. So it's a great deck of cards. Sometimes having fun playing cards, your mouth can get parched. That's why I always bring a can of tonic water to every Doug Loves Movies that I go to. Everybody loves it. Your water's refreshing, but the tonic makes you feel like there's a little bit of a party going on there. And also, automatically, if you win, you get 7 free tickets to my show at 7 p.m. tonight. 7 free tickets.
7 tickets, so you gotta make some friends. lot of loners come to my show.
Pass that stuff down, dude.
I brought some of the fucking...
Oh, no!
I assume he's with you, Tim.
I can't believe it. This is the third show in a row. Mark Wahlberg is... I hate to use the Denzel movie to describe you, but you're unstoppable.
Fucking ain't it. Fucking ain't it.
I mean, what brings you to Boston seems like a silly question. You probably just come home every time you get a chance, right?
No. Tommy B's back in town for the Patriots, and I'm back too, baby. Let's do this shit. Besides, you think I'm gonna let you have a competition in my town and me not be here to fucking win it?
Whoa, he's throwing it down, gentlemen.
That's actually a law in Boston. It's not him.
You gotta throw it down?
If there's a competition, Mark Wahlberg has to participate.
Oh, okay.
Menino passed that. He died.
Oh, what do you got for the prize bag?
How you guys doing? You doing good? Something normal people do? It's a pumpkin decorating kit. And if you've had some legal troubles and you can't own a knife, it's just little stickers you can put on.
I thought you were going to say it's a disguise you can use if you have legal troubles. You're trying to get out of
that
town.
That works too.
Okay.
Pretty much just stickers you can put on anything. It doesn't really have to be a pumpkin.
This is like a business dad gift, you know, like dropped into the airport gift shop and picked it up.
I've touched it, so it's worth a lot more money than whatever it's cost.
Well, thank you for being here, man.
You're welcome.
Deepwater Horizon.
Fucking ain't it.
In theaters now.
Fucking, we beat the shit out of the ocean.
I think that's the premise of that
movie. I'm fighting the ocean that whole fucking movie.
Okay. Maybe that's the problem, is that you should be helping the ocean.
I mean, we helped it too, but it started at first.
Okay.
Gotta break it down to build it up, Doug.
All right, that's another good point. So I've been toying with the idea of doing on the show a segment where I just sort of like talk with my guests about movies where dogs are mistreated.
Wait, the movies they're mistreated or dogs are mistreated while you talk to us about movies?
No, we don't bring out a dog and beat it.
Just wanted to make sure I knew what I was agreeing to.
No, it's anti... You know how, like, I just have friends that they just wish they had known about a dog dying or being treated badly in a movie because they would just not see that movie.
Like Milo
Yiannopoulos. Or at least prepare themselves
right
for the situation.
How many different movies have you covered on this thing? How many movies have dogs get beat up?
Oh, it's crazy how often dogs get fucked with. Because since I started thinking about it, I've seen like maybe 3 or 4 movies where like if I were a dog nut, I'd be beside myself. And I love dogs, so I'm not happy about it, but I understand why it's used for dramatic purposes and that dogs don't really get killed. But still, some people don't want to see it. So a guy named Zombie Studio suggested that I call the segment K9-11.
Which was not part 11 in the Jim Belushi series.
All right, maybe K911. But the point is, starting with you, Ken, I think you may have just suggested one already, but what do you think is a movie that if people haven't seen it, they should be warned that there's some dog trauma?
Well, Moonrise Kingdom is
oh,
a dramatic.
Oh, exactly. Movie. That's a great example of it. And I don't know what it is with Wes Anderson.
Every movie.
And the fucking dog killing.
Yeah, every movie. And out of nowhere, like, you'll get halfway through the movie and you're like, the dog's, no, he just killed him.
Yeah, it's weird. All right, so that's a great example. Don't watch any Wes Anderson movies. That's the K-911. See, it's a fun segment. Tim, what's the movie where a dog gets fucked up?
I was watching, it's pretty quick. I was watching No Country for Old Men the other day, and there's the scene where the dog's chasing after him and he has to shoot the thing. And the whole time you're sort of conflicted, you know, he's getting ready, he's readying the gun to kill this dog while the thing's running at him. You don't want him to kill the dog, but you don't want the dog to kill poor, good-looking Josh Brolin either, you know?
Yeah, that's a real lose-lose.
Yeah.
What a choice between a dog and Josh Brolin. Well,
yeah, exactly. But I mean, off the top of my head, I can't think of... I'm one of those people who changes the channel when the commercials come on. As soon as I see that first poor dog sitting in the snow or whatever...
Oh, Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah, I can't have said there. Any of her songs.
So I'm one of those people who has trouble watching that sort of thing, you know?
So you need this segment so you can be warned.
I do need to be warned, absolutely.
All right, well, give him one, Tony. What movie should he not watch?
Does the dog have to get killed? Just hurt a little bit, right?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes the dog will show up later with a cast on his leg, and it's cute.
Oh, good
point. You know, you feel okay about it, but I don't like that.
I'm going to take this opportunity to drop one of my favorite movies of this year. I'm not going to go deep at all, and I'm going to give a shout-out to a movie called Don't Breathe. Have you seen this fucking thing?
Oh, yeah.
And that
there's lots to spoil in that movie.
Well, then...
One really big thing you could spoil in that
movie. I'm not going to spoil it then, I guess. So, like, maybe I should have gone with a more historical dog beating.
No, but it's good. It's good to know that there's some dog activity in Don't Breathe, because that's certainly not how it's being sold. It's being sold as, like, a, you know, a blind guy killing a bunch of kids. But
which I'm fine with.
Yeah. They're trying to rob him. Kill the fuck out of him.
Wait, does the blind guy have a dog?
Yep.
Is that the twist?
Oh, that's you ruined this whole fucking movie.
It's all over now. The dog was the actual killer the entire time.
Yeah. The working title was Don't Bark.
It started as a Daredevil sequel and couldn't get...
Speaking of barking, marking, mark.
Mark!
What's the last, or what's a good example of a dog? Any dogs die in any of your movies?
Yeah, Fear.
Oh, that's right, you kill the dog in Fear!
I don't fucking kill the dog. Okay? The dog, a lot of people don't know this, they cut the scene out, the dog was terminally ill and wanted to go.
It was a make-a-wish for him, right?
I believe that you should choose when you're done. So, that dog went. But it happens in Fear. They just left out the part where we, you know, talk about how great its life has been. And then the dog looks at me. The dog's like, I'm ready to go. I think I'm ready to go right now. But you don't see that in the fucking movie, so it's a little harsh.
Has Donnie chosen when he's going to be done?
I'll tell you this, Donnie. Every day I look at him and I'm like, dude, you're like, you just keep kicking, man. You're like a kid lost at sea. You just keep fucking kicking. And you gotta give him that.
Is that a Life of Pi reference?
No,
it is now.
There's no dog in that movie, is there?
No, just a tiger who eats all the other animals, yeah. Though.
Call them jungle dogs.
Nice.
Yeah, he fucks up a
few. So yeah, Fear's got one. But I tell you right away, like, you see that shit coming. You're like, this fucking asshole dog, it's getting it. That's the way I saw it.
Okay, yeah, I guess I should do a whole nother version of this. Dogs that deserve to die.
Oh, yeah, that's... Now yeah, we're doing
like,
I mean, they all go to heaven, so it's no big deal, but...
Chomps.
That's a robot dog.
It's true.
My real dog that I didn't like the way what happened, how it was treated, is in a movie that's kind of entertaining, but then they ruin it with being mean to the dog, and it's called the Wiener Dog. And they do something to the dog just for shock value, and I was just like, I actually said out loud, fuck you. And I was the only person in the theater, so that's why I had that kind of nerve.
Got your point across, though. There was...
I really did.
You were right.
I heard myself loud and clear.
Yeah. Nobody else could be confused for getting that fuck you.
Yeah. All right, so I'll probably never bring that subject up again.
Oh, man, I had so many in the chamber on that list.
I only needed one. Oh. But there's lots of classic ones, of course.
Yeah.
You know, which you sort of know about. But, yeah, that's it's tricky.
I don't like when little kids are messed with either, you know? But for some reason, it happens less than the dogs. Like, a lot of times, the hero's dog, that's the final straw. You know what I mean? You kill my mom, my girlfriend, and then my dog, and that's where they stand. Because that's the best friend, not those relatives and wives.
Well, you choose your dog. You're stuck with the other people.
Exactly.
We're all in arranged marriages.
Wait, arranged
right?
marriages, yes, okay. Let's start down there on the other end with Mark. Have you seen a movie since I last saw you? What was the last movie you saw?
I mean, I went and saw Deepwater Horizon again.
Do you, like, jump out and, like, you know, give a special surprise to a few of the audience members? Like, just suddenly say one of the lines right in somebody's ear?
No, usually what I'll do, I'll just come at the end so I can join in for the standing ovation.
Mark, it's people getting up to leave the theater. The film is over.
Well, they're still fucking clapping.
Because they think that it might turn off if they clap.
No way, dude. That movie fucking destroys.
How does it hold up against Perfect Storm, your other water-based movie?
I mean, it's pretty fucking good. This one's better because I didn't have to grow a beard. So you can see more of my face. And it also doesn't have Clooney trying to fucking hog the screen.
Yeah, you really like it. If there's somebody else on the screen with you, it has to be small or a robot.
Yeah, or they die off.
Yeah.
The original title for one of my other movies was Everyone's Survivor. And I was like, no, these fuckers gotta go.
It was based on a real thing.
Yeah, dude. Riggins was supposed to live in that movie. And I was like, fuck you, Riggins, you're dead.
Don't you mean John Carter from Mars?
I don't know. He was in Varsity Blue Nighttime or whatever the fuck it's called.
Friday Night Lights. Tony, what was the last... what was the last movie you saw?
Last movie I saw was a little movie. I don't want to give anything away. It's called Don't Breathe. actually, it's about a month.
See, that's how often dogs are getting fucked with. Is yeah. It's the answer to two questions.
Yeah, and that's why it's the last movie that I've seen, is because after that dog beating in that movie,
I'm you're like, not going to see anything else again. Because that's not what I mean by what was the last movie you saw. I don't think it's going to be the last movie you see.
Not like last
for right. life. I just mean most recent.
Retired from the movie game now, but yeah, it was Don't Breathe, and I absolutely fucking loved it. I saw a documentary called Tickled, which is an absolute fucking must-see, an absolute must-see.
What if you don't like being tickled?
Is it about Elmo?
You're gonna love it. You're gonna fucking love it. No.
There is a Tickle Me Elmo movie, but like a documentary.
Have you seen Tickle, Doug?
I haven't.
It's the most unbelievable shit. Who's seen it?
It's just about people that like pay money to get tickled.
It's got twists that you will not believe. I am the doctor of documentaries, and this is one of the best documentaries I've ever seen in my entire life. Wow. Tickle. You, okay. What's funny about this one is this has more twists and spoilers than Don't Breathe, but you absolutely have to see it. Let's put it to you this way. There's people that offered people money online, like on Craigslist, and they're like, hey, want money? $100, get tickled. People are like, I'm broke as fuck, I need $100, I'll do anything. I'll get tickled, I'll go see what this is, I don't really feel right about it. Turns out they videotape you getting tickled and for the $100, but you're already there, so you're like, fuck it. And then they have you and your information and you on video being tickled. And what can they do with that video? Go see the movie.
It's unbelievable.
All right. Tim?
I want to address this tickling thing real quick. I'm not a big fan of tickling in general, but I don't know if there's anybody here that lives in the Alston, Brighton area.
We got some college students.
Yeah. A couple of summers ago, we had a problem on our hands. There was a guy that was sneaking into people's bedrooms at night. He wasn't taking anything. He would just go up to a sleeping person, tickle their feet while they were asleep, and then as they woke up, scoot his way out of the bedroom and out of their lives forever. Everyone kept on reporting it. He
Wait,
was dubbed,
they called him the Tickle Man?
He was dubbed the Bright Tickler.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my
And he remains.
He's not stealing anything. He's not a band.
And he remains at large to this day.
Yeah, but Mark's starring in a movie about that summer.
Police
is it okay to break that?
Yeah, Mark, you are in a movie about the Brighton Tickler. It's in development, I heard, at least.
If there's a movie in development, I'm involved in it.
Especially one set in Boston. Yeah.
Peter Berg and I are going to fucking make that movie.
The Tickler's still out there, though? He never got caught?
Nope, never got caught.
He could be in this room right now. Right now.
Everybody smell everybody's fingertips.
I had a plan. Once I heard about it, I had it all. I was waiting for that guy to come and try to tickle me. There's a very narrow space in between the wall of my bedroom and my bed. He would have had quite the time getting out of there. I would have got him.
He's just sleeping with his feet hanging out the window.
Oh yeah, come and get me. I got giant feet too. I don't know if you noticed. I have giant feet too. So it was like a big payday for that guy.
Is that? Or is that like too easy prey? Like he wants really tiny feet that are difficult.
I mean, I would have to assume that he would think the bigger the better.
Exactly.
The white whale of feet.
Was it like any age group, any sex? Like he just would.
Don't think he discriminated, Doug.
If you guess once feet, you get into a house, you just find the first feet you can.
If you had feet and you were asleep, he was tickling them.
But
he doesn't run from room to room in a house and get the whole family.
No, I don't think so. A master bedroom only, I think.
Yeah. I think it was viral marketing for a new sock company.
Those guys seem to have scruples, at least. You'd probably stay out of the kids' room, I imagine. But who's to say, really?
Dude,
that's a whole other problem on
your hands.
Fuck this,
dude. I'm going to buy a house today. I'm going to open the fucking window. I'm going to wait. When that son of a bitch comes in, I'm going to be like, you're in the jungle now, motherfucker. And you know what? Much like today, you will never hear from that guy again.
I picture when they catch this guy, they open the trunk of his car and there's just all like feathers in there and all kinds of like tickling paraphernalia.
I picture it to be Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But the last movie I saw was...
yes.
X-Men Apocalypse. I saw the other night, but...
I tried to see that the last time I was in Boston.
Really?
Yeah, it didn't work out for me.
That's right, yeah. We had just gotten home from tour, so I was half asleep. I have a foggy recollection of it. But then in the theater, I saw Sausage Party, but then other than that, I haven't been watching.
Yeah, Sausage Party. I think it's getting a limited re-release right now. I think I heard.
Oh, good for them.
I'm hearing things.
It's on the street. It's word on the street.
Yeah. Tim? I'm sorry, I already asked you. Ken?
I'm in my 31 Halloween movies for 31 days kick. And so, all right, Halloween. So last night I rewatched Something Wicked This Way Comes, which is a fantastic movie.
You like that thing?
Love that movie. And then I also watched Alex Winter's documentary Deep Web this week.
Okay, so you got your one horror movie in.
Yeah.
And then you watched a documentary.
By Bill from Bill and Ted, narrated by Keanu Reeves about the Silk Road.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. If you think this morbid son of a bitch is keeping it just to this time of year to watch these horror movies,
yeah,
you're out of your mind.
It's all year round. I just tell people about it in October.
Just backstage, he was commenting about how a production box would fit a body.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, as long as it is October, I guess I might as well start asking that question. What's a great scary movie people should check out they might not be aware of?
Little known movie, although it's getting some more notice these days. Scariest movie I've ever seen, Tourist Trap. Yeah.
Okay.
1980, rated PG, Tanya Roberts, Chuck Connors, terrifying movie, better than Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Rated PG?
Yeah. Rated PG, yeah.
Bring the kids.
How did they kill people? By tickling the
what's
bottom
that?
Of their feet to death?
Yeah, what's the murder method?
Chuck Connors is a psychokinetic murderer who uses mannequins that he controls to terrify people. Yeah, it's scary. You watch it and then you laugh.
I think I am going to watch it and laugh.
You should.
From the sound of it.
All right. It's terrifying.
All right.
That
concludes that round of harsh questioning. Sorry for all those hard falls. You guys did a great job. Nobody deflected. Nobody, you know, came up with excuses. I like that. Have you guys noticed that? Look at that flashing light over there. There's like a cat, someone taking pictures. They're professional, I'm sure. But like they have this big light that flashes several times that has a kind of a get off the stage vibe to it.
Oh, we're going long?
Totally. Yeah, so it's been driving me crazy because I keep thinking it's a signal of some kind. But it turns out you got to get a lot of pictures of four guys sitting in the same position for it.
I'm pretty sure they're just taking a picture of one guy, Doug.
Oh, that's true. It is called Doug Loves Movies. And this is the part of the show where Bert turns it off because I say, let the games begin! We got lots of name tags to choose from. While you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by HelloFresh. At HelloFresh, we want to change the way people eat forever. We believe everyone deserves honest, natural, delicious, healthy food. We celebrate fresh ingredients and making magic in the kitchen. We know there's a chef in everyone. We think food brings people together. Good food allows us to live long, and great food lets us enjoy every bite of life. We are learning and growing every day. We never give up, and we strive to make people happy. That's why we started the HelloFresh movement. Whether you're a busy professional couple, a large family that runs at a breakneck pace, or someone who simply wants to start cooking more, HelloFresh makes it easier, tastier, and healthier than ever to enjoy the experience of cooking new recipes and eating together at home. From creating the recipes and planning the meals, to grocery shopping, and even delivering all of the pre-measured ingredients, HelloFresh delivers right to your door so you can skip the trip. HelloFresh currently offers customers a classic box or veggie box, and will be launching a family box soon. Customers can order 3, 4, or 5 different meals per week designed for either 2 or 4 people. New recipes are created every week. Each week, HelloFresh creates new delicious recipes with step-by-step instructions designed to take around 30 minutes for everyone from novices to seasoned home cooks short on time. HelloFresh sources the freshest ingredients measured to the exact quantities needed so there's no food waste, all delivered to your doorstep in a special insulated box for free. For $35 off your first week of deliveries, visit HelloFresh.com and enter Doug when you subscribe. Hey, you guys, there's no ad in this episode. I just wanted to take a moment while name tags are being chosen to thank you for listening. Thank you for your continued support. And be sure to check out my new show, Pitch Off, on Screen Junkies Plus. I think you can still see the first episode for free, but then you gotta buy Screen Junkies Plus to watch the show. A new episode every couple of weeks. Me, as a studio executive, taking pitches from great comics and show business types like Sam Levine, Matt Besser, Megan Nuringer, Steve Agee, and more. It's Pitch Off at Screen Junkies Plus. I bet you ScreenJunkiesPlus.com will get you there and get you all the details. Thanks again. Back to the show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, we're back. That was a long one.
I hope you pick good name tags. We'll start with you, Ken.
I picked this one up on the balcony. It's Kelly Comes to Frogtown, which is a parody of, obviously, Hell Comes to Frogtown, Roddy Piper's second best role. And, yeah.
And she put, is it a she, Kelly? Yeah, you put Mark Wahlberg and me on there, but I'm a lady with boobs.
Yes.
Yes.
Played by Sandal Bergman in the actual movie.
All right. What do you got there, Tim?
You know, I was drawn to the Uncle Buck thing here. But then realized just doesn't seem like a ton of effort was put into this one.
You should pick another one. That's lazy.
So this guy's name is Uncle Jay Bucko, apparently.
He didn't refute it.
Anybody?
That's that guy
what's
over there.
What's your name, sir?
Jay Bucko.
Okay,
yeah,
perfect.
Jay Bucko, right. Yeah, you said
here
it just
I am,
right.
Thinking I'm missing something.
Yeah, are you an uncle?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so it's accurate.
He's an uncle.
Your name's Bucko?
Jay Bucko.
Jay Bucko.
Jay Buck. Well, yeah. School shooter.
Cool. But so there's Jay, Uncle Jay Bucko. Doug, there's you. You're actually Macaulay Culkin. And Mark Wahlberg is the father.
Jay Underwood playing Bug.
Wow, people really counted on Wahlberg showing up today.
That they did.
Yeah.
Just making dreams come true, Doc.
Tony, who you got?
I was, you know, I always like to go out and get deep in with the people, you know, connect with some of the poorest people in the audience, to see what kind of sign that perhaps they made. And I went deep in the gullets, you know, Samlot, we were close, my friend, you know, but your wrinkly shirt. I gave everybody a shot, and in the end, I ended up going with the one that caught my eye very first. That's, I believe her name must be Carrie, with Scary Movie 3. Very, very efficient LED lighting here, including Doug, if you see these two joints lit up with a red LED light. Presidential booth, Dunkin' Donuts. Who loves Dunkin' Donuts? I do. You see that? That's my one thing that I've gotten since being here in Boston, that Dunkin' Donuts right there.
They hand that to you at the airport, like a lei in Hawaii?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a guy holding a sign that has a tray next to it, and then he tickles your feet.
So there's a bunch of Doug faces on there. There's no Tony faces. Some people made name tags with your face on them.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
Where?
There's one right here, the Chris Army man.
Carrie, come get this piece of shit out of my hand. Can I switch? Oh, that's me in a donut box.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Missed out.
Can I have multiples?
I think you should stick with the first one you picked, but...
Doug with his rules, guys.
He's the law and order host.
It seems too mean to switch it out, but because it's a good one. She put a lot of work into it.
Yeah,
you did. You better hope if these LED lights go out during the show, I'm switching.
She put 4 hours into hers. Carrie, how much did you put into yours? Couple hours. Oh, now she's being braggadocious.
She's a little more less today's goal.
I didn't need 4 hours.
You farmed this out. You had someone do this for you, didn't you? Yep. Are you an elementary school teacher?
Kids, we've got a special project.
Yeah.
This man smokes too much drugs.
Billy, your spliffs aren't rolled correctly.
Do it again.
These are his faces on drugs. Mark, what do you got?
I grabbed two.
Wait, how can you...
Well, one is just an honorable mention.
Okay.
This is the best fucking looking poster out there.
Because it's a Mark Wahlberg poster.
Yep, and he changed three letters from Ted to Tom. And you know what, fuck that. He changed two fucking letters. Unless it is a different font, so technically he fucking changed it. Honorable mention.
It's laminated, too, so you can take that anywhere.
My fucking person, they know a good fucking word when they say it, and it's a Dunkin' Donuts box, and it says, look good, feel good. And then it has the greatest fortune cookie thing of all time. Want to do a line? I don't know what her name is, but I just... She was too pretty to eat all these fucking donuts.
There's a Reese's one in there too, and those are...
Well, somebody's gonna get that thrown at their face in about 5 minutes.
Wait, so whose name tag did you choose?
Right here, look good, feel good, want it to align. I think her name's Duncan. You know what?
What's her name? What's your name? Jane? Kate! I hate you. Does your name appear on that box anywhere?
No.
That's the not a name tag.
Kate skipped the first day at name tag school.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, that's where they really lay out the whole part about putting your name on there somewhere.
Bad news, Kate. Bad news, Kate. You cannot win now.
Yeah.
The good news is you just got 14 free donuts from Dunkin' Donuts.
That's literally the only criteria for a name tag that you missed.
All right, fuck it. You want to go with Tom?
Yeah! Yeah.
I just want you to pick someone and stay with it. Like, just bring one back to the stage with you.
This is why arranged marriages work.
Who are you playing for, Mark?
Top two. Wow.
Hey, you want to know something? Nobody fucking bullies me. I'm going with Kate.
Yes! How's that for a twist? Is that better than Tickle?
That's a true New England attitude right there.
Damn. Yeah.
What, are you from Rhode Island? Fucking yelling at me like that.
Yeah, no more yelling. I want it quiet in here. Oh, that guy wants a donut?
That I'll do.
Oh my God, he caught it in his mouth.
Yeah, he jumped up like an orca.
Just hurling donuts into the darkness.
Man, that's like throwing a donut in the dark. Good luck. It's a new phrase I'm going to use all the time.
Right.
All right, so yeah, anytime you feel like throwing a donut, guys, there's plenty of them. Oh, we're in donut country.
More like Dunkin' Thronuts.
Oh.
Will somebody please throw a donut at my face?
No, don't. Don't do it.
I think you can go on Craigslist and get paid $100 an hour for people to throw donuts at your face.
It's true. You should see the documentary.
The first game we're going to play today is a little something called Characters Welcome. I'm going to name characters played by one movie star. And you can guess as often as you'd like. First person to name the right person is the winner. No audience guesses, please. Who played Holden Spence? This person also played Jack Feller.
Benedict Cumberpatch. Just always wanted to say that.
Monty Brogan.
Kevin Smith.
Walter Fane.
Can we guess more than once?
Yeah, as often as you want. That's why I said guess as often as you want.
Steve Buscemi.
Oh, this person also played in a motion picture, Traffic Cop.
Oh, Kevin James.
Mike Shiner. Oh, here's a good one. Sammy Bagel Jr.
Edward Norton.
What's that?
Edward Norton.
That's correct, from Sausage Party. I didn't think any of the guests would have seen Sausage Party just recently.
You earned a donut throw.
He's also played Lester Murphy, Nelson Rockefeller, Sheldon Mopes, Scoutmaster Randy Ward in that dog-killing movie.
Yeah,
that's right.
Aaron Stampler slash Roy. He was a multiple personality guy in Primal Fear, was that what it was called? He got nominated for an Oscar for that. And then I was going to say last, if it got down to it, but you pulled it off, Tim Brennan. I was going to say Bruce Banner as the last name, because that would really give it away, I think. And the reason I picked Edward Norton is because he was born in Boston, but raised elsewhere.
That's why he's successful.
Yeah. That's. Wait, what?
Oh,
no, I wasn't saying it like a burn. I was saying it more like, you know, because who knows that? I don't know. I didn't know that. He fucking hightailed it to Maryland.
Let's play Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? We'll start with Tim, because he won that last game. And then we'll go to Tony. You know the rest. Mark and Ken.
I got some time.
Yeah. You're going to eat a donut or throw a donut?
He's been eyeing that Reese's donut ever since it showed up.
Oh, the old eat and throw. Oh, I haven't even tried to get one up into the balcony yet.
One for you, one for me.
I got to try to do a balcony one.
You going to go up top? Go fucking yard, Doug. Go fucking yard. Go fucking yard, Doug. Toss that shit like a brick through a window. Fuck yeah.
It's up there.
Wait, we're in Boston. Let's deflate these donuts a little bit. You'll get better.
Don't you fucking dare. Don't you fucking dare.
This really isn't that good, this donut. Does anyone want a donut I took a bite out of? Because you get it. Yeah, there you go. Oh!
Some serious donut throwing liberties.
Take a bite out of it and throw it like it's a grenade.
Yeah, I built a donut throwing yard like an American Ninja Warrior. My backyard is just a donut field. Practicing.
We still have so many donuts. After every donut assault, there's still
more.
Oh,
we got time.
There's still more ready.
You know, there's homeless people outside starving.
But the thing is, do you just give them a box of donuts?
I have.
That seems cruel.
I don't think they care about their health. They're hungry.
And plus, you never know. They might just be drug addicts. Give them a donut and they throw the donut. You're like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah. Most of them just use the money to buy donuts anyway.
Yeah. That's a fact.
Tim, what movie has the tagline, a new breed of superhero will be revealed? Could be about 50 different movies. A new breed of superhero will be revealed. No whispering, no looking at your phones.
A new breed of superhero.
Go get that phone.
Is about to be revealed.
What?
I was just repeating the tagline.
Okay.
Buying time. Is that the tagline for...
If anybody has needs to buy time, just stand up and throw a donut while you're thinking.
Does it transfer to me next?
If he doesn't get it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
fake out. I wish Congress had to filibuster that way. As long as you're throwing donuts, we can't vote on this.
America's built on Dunkin'. America runs on Dunkin', that's it. Which just sounds like a diarrhea reference.
Yeah.
America squirts on Dunkin'. You got a guess, Tim?
I'm going to say...
Let me narrow it down for you. It's a superhero movie.
It's based on DC or Marvel Comics. One of the two.
I'm going to take a
stab. I don't want to narrow it down that far.
I'm going to take a stab and say The Avengers Age of Ultron.
Incorrect. Tony?
I'm going to say it's that that new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
That was a discus technique.
I'm guessing I'm wrong, by the way.
You're wrong, Mark. Okay.
Mark.
I'm going to let you say that about three more times. Fuck, dude. Wolverine?
Huh?
Wolverine?
No. Underdog.
That wouldn't be a bad line for that one. A new
should
breed.
Have been.
A new
yeah.
breed.
Thought you were going for
it's
a dog
like perfect.
Thing.
That's
perfect. That yeah. should have been the line.
It's perfect for it.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
Points.
It's so stupid. The actual answer is dumb now.
Dumb now?
Yeah.
The fuck is that?
It's the prequel to Dumber Dumber.
No, the answer to this one is Kick-Ass. Kick-Ass, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
What are you guys, Family Feud?
Show me Kick-Ass!
All right, well, so we start again with you, Tim. Since nobody got it, no one's gonna get this one either. Just when you think you found the right guy, someone even worse comes along.
W.
Tony.
I'm just hot for Josh Brolin today.
My favorite Van Halen song.
Wait, didn't you already guess?
No, can you read it one more time?
Oh, it's an interesting technique he's using here. He's mind-tricking you.
You said W.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, yep, that was my guess. W.
I thought it was a great fucking guess, Tom.
Yeah, I didn't need to hear another guess.
I'm guessing this is in the rom-com genre, which is my, you know, my I don't have that much strength in this field. But I'm going to go with, like, I don't know, Bridget Jones's Diary or something like that. I don't know, one of those weird fucking creepy Renee Zellweger movies or something like that. Can I just take all Renee Zellweger movies? Guess that real quick.
Mark.
Okay.
Can you read it one more time, Dan?
Yes.
Thank you.
I can read it again, too, for you, Ken, if you need it.
Fuck Ken.
I don't need it.
Just when you think you found the right guy, someone even worse comes along.
That's an unfair hint.
Mr. Holland's opus.
Nope.
It was something like that.
Okay. I'm going to read it again for Ken, but this time I'm going to do a different voice. Just when you think you found the right guy, somebody even worse comes along.
Good luck, Chuck.
That is not a bad guess either. Those are all terrific.
Why doesn't a movie company hire me to write these taglines? Because clearly I'm coming up with better ones for the movies.
This was from a film called Murphy's Romance. Murphy's Romance, starring Sally Field and James Garner.
I've never even heard
of
that movie.
We'll start with Tim again. So far we have Ass and Murphy's Romance. This next one...
Someone's about to throw a donut at you, Doug.
Absolute classics.
Tim, what movie has the tagline, "Something dangerous is in the air"? Something dangerous is in the air. Throw a donut if you need a time to think. I think I will.
Yeah, throw a donut, Doug.
Right here.
This guy keeps yelling, throw it in their face.
This guy's a pervert.
For the listener at home, he got what he wanted.
He's been rubbing himself, yelling, throw it in their face.
Who's looking for a donut? Who's hungry? See, everyone made the reaction is the worst because you're just throwing it into the darkness up here.
It's better that way.
I'm pretty sure.
It's like the box. I don't want to know who gets it.
These fucking people are so worried about getting hit by donuts. This isn't a foul ball at Fenway, people.
They might have peanut allergies. You're welcome.
That person over there actually had a target on their thing.
Oh, yeah, those are always fun. That's fun when it's a target.
Nice.
All right, Tim, you've had some time.
Okay, I'm going to say The Fog.
Ooh. The Fog?
Wait, the remake or the original?
I like that. Something dangerous is in the air. The Fog.
Obviously wrong.
Yeah, it's not right, but it's good work.
I would have seen that remake if that was the title, the tagline.
All right, Tony.
All right, I'm going to go with, I'm thinking... I'm thinking zombie-ish on this one, so I'm gonna go with let's go with Zombieland.
No.
Did the air cause the zombies in Zombieland? I don't know. Mark?
Sully.
Is that a guess or is there a guy here?
I actually like looked down to see if he was right.
Yeah.
Sully?
Right.
Let me check.
No.
Damn it.
I'm gonna go with Drop Zone.
That is correct. You figured it out. Drop Zone, kick ass, Murphy's Romance.
Yep.
In honor of Mighty Mighty Boss Tone. So here we go, Mark.
There's also a band called Zone Kick Romance. I mean, Zone Ass Romance.
Close enough. Tony's taking a bite. That means in a few seconds, it's got to throw it.
Is that a custard? You got a
custard?
Oh,
you're going to keep that one?
I think I'm going to sit on this one for a little bit. Yeah. I'm falling behind in the game. I'm getting a little sad. I eat my feelings.
Yeah, well, I think your sugar's dipping.
What flavor is that one?
Halloween.
It tastes like a Boston Airport.
They do good work over there.
Yeah, I think it's a scratch ticket flavored donut.
Oh, I think the center's got Loganberry.
That's right.
That was better.
I said it.
It's definitely custardy in the middle.
Uh-oh.
So,
the best things are.
Looks like it's the balcony's lucky day, huh?
Wait, is that a sex doll with a... with?
Stop grabbing its vagina.
What is wrong with you? Where did you purchase that? Because it's also child-sized.
I'm pretty sure someone just stuck a custard in the face.
Yeah.
Another one.
Yeah.
Paul.
It's like skeet shooting. Paul!
Dude, you fucking Doc Holliday'd that shit, dude.
You just impregnated that doll with Boston cream.
Oh man.
None of the things I just said were a euphemism. That was a literal call.
All right, Ken. You won that game. Good for you. Do you want a victory donut?
I'll take a victory donut.
This place is a goddamn war zone.
Well, we know who will survive then.
God!
Whoa,
Jesus,
he drilled it into somebody. What the hell? Are you guys all right?
It was a fun show till this lady lost use of her hands and legs.
For the listener at home.
She threw it back at him! Nicely played.
For the listener at home, two things happened. Ken tried to apologize as to not get charged with assault.
Yep.
Then Ken got some of his own fucking medicine.
I told her to, and we're even now.
Except he took it to the chest, and he threw it directly at her skull.
Yeah.
A little bit of a difference.
As hard as he could.
Oh, shit, we're mic dropping?
Oh, shit, it's a birthday cake. Who's gonna get thrown a birthday cake?
More donuts.
Oh, those are expensive donuts. Is that from Donut Villa?
I don't know where they're from, but they're gonna go out fast and hot.
That looks like Donut Villa. Oh!
Wow.
There's some crawlers in there. You're gonna take an eye out.
This lady's just trying to get to her seat. She has no idea what's going on.
Oh, yeah, munchkins.
Oh, no, he's got the buckshot. Oh, those are nice.
Oh, shit.
These are nice donuts.
Wait, those are like gourmet donuts.
Yeah, is this Union Square donuts? I'm keeping that one.
Whoa, someone's throwing donuts back. That's unacceptable.
Yeah, oh yeah, I should hang on to that.
Completely unacceptable.
This one's a really donut special
hole.
Donut in that box.
Keep that donut hole right there.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
I
almost threw it out into the audience.
So messy, this show. Let's play Last Man Stanton.
For those who are at home, this has become Richard Simmons' nightmare.
Oh, some wet ones. Thank you very much.
That is really thoughtful. You threw some wet ones up here.
Is that the back?
I was dunking my fingers in my cocktail.
Stop.
That came in a little hot.
Whoever's throwing donuts
whoever
back.
Whoever threw that.
Nah, you want to ruin it? Do that shit.
You're going to blind an Asian man, and then we're all in trouble.
Welcome back to Ken Brings Up Shit Nobody Wants to Talk About. Was that fun, Ken? Was that good? Was that something that was good for everybody to fucking talk about?
I might know that guy.
Okay, cool. Give me your yearbook. We'll get deep into you too, buddy.
Well, that guy killed a bunch of kids with his dog and they made a movie about it.
That kid, look, that guy's eye was already fake.
Don't breathe.
I put him right in their hands. I'm fucking Tom Brady.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not fucking Tom Brady.
I'd believe it.
Not with those deflated balls.
Whoa!
Boom.
That's the sequel to Oddballs.
When I saw Tony get it, I was like, oh, that breeze probably feels really nice.
Yeah.
I want some of that booing breeze.
Feels good.
Yeah, I don't like the smell of it, though.
Almost feels as nice and relaxing as a 4-game suspension.
Boston. Boston.
I'm an old pro wrestling fan. I like playing the bad guys.
Don't give in to this shit, okay? Earlier, we're fucking Family Feud. Now you guys are a fucking Maury audience. Don't give in to this shit.
He's back tomorrow, right?
Maury?
Tom Brady's back tomorrow?
Fucking A-right he is, dude.
He's done vacationing in Italy with Giselle, and now he's back to playing football.
Dude, he's gonna fucking dominate those motherfuckers.
Man.
You're not allowed to call them the Browns, lady. I know it's Boston, but you're making us look bad.
This wet wipe is too wet. My hands are just as wet as they were before I started wiping. I gotta just dry them off of my clothes.
Also, just a side note, if anybody's interested, I started a petition to have Tom Brady play without a helmet so we can just see him the whole fucking game. And if anybody gets within 3 feet, automatic flag.
All right. Who won that last thing?
I did.
No, you didn't.
Are we talking about life or
Ken
just the
did,
game?
Yeah. Ken did, because he figured out drop zone.
Yeah.
So Ken gets to go first in Last Man Stanton.
Okay.
Each one of you can use the person whose name tag you chose as a lifeline one time. During this game, I'm gonna sit this one out. I think because I don't want to run out of time. I wrote down somebody's name on Twitter. Where is the lady stranger?
Right up front.
There she is, right up front. As it often happens. Would you like a donut?
No, that's okay.
Okay, good.
Sure, Ken will throw one right at your face.
Do you want a donut right in your fucking face as I can?
If she said yes, I was going to kick all these as hard as I could, just in her direction. All right, lady stranger, do you want your real name out on the out in the world? Okay, she's going low pro, you guys.
Nobody wants the bad guy didn't want it. She doesn't want it. No one.
She's keeping a ghost protocol. And she's going to suggest the name of an actor or actress for us to use in an exciting finishing game for the show.
Diane Keaton.
Diane.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
Topple the patriarchy.
Was she in a movie called It's My Vest?
I think you shouldn't ask. No, it's called It's My Turtleneck. But the point is that you shouldn't ask any questions. You got to do this on your own, guys. You can use your lifeline once. We'll start with Ken as advertised.
Baby boom.
Baby boom. Tim, what do you got? Diane Keaton, the great Diane Keaton.
The Godfather 2.
Oh, okay. It's an interesting approach. It'll be interesting to see what Tony Hinchcliffe makes of that. So far, we got Baby Boom and The Godfather Part 2.
Oh, God. All right. Let's go with... Fuck. All right, I guess I'm...
Let me get your name tags. You're probably not going to win. Yeah.
All right. Let's.
So far, we have Baby Boom and The Godfather Part Two.
Fuck. What about Michael Keaton? Can I do Michael Keaton? Is that close enough? All right. I guess I'm gonna have to ask.
Wait, 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 wait. I kind of like that. Michael or Diane Keaton. Go on. Ah!
We're going to be here all night.
Open that floor up.
Diane Keaton was a tough one. Yeah, I'm not going to give you guys much time.
And we're back in it.
A lot easier for you.
All right.
So far, we've got Baby Boom and The Godfather Part 2.
I'm going to knock this one out easy breezy. One of my favorite movies since I was a baby boy. I was it. 5 years old for Halloween, and I'm gonna say it right now, Beetlejuice.
Just say it the one time, please. Do not have time for him to show up and tell his dirty stories and fart on us. Mark.
Birdman.
Full title!
Yes, the correct title, or pick something else.
You want
else.
The full fucking title? Yeah. Fuck that. I don't know it.
Okay, pick something else.
Okay, Batman.
Full time.
Son of a bitch.
All right.
Starting Over, Diane Keaton.
Starting Over? Starting Over?
Yeah, 1980, her and Burt Reynolds shot in Boston. Yeah, but it goes to Building 19.
That was Jill Clayburgh.
No, isn't Diane Keaton the
no.
other woman? The one that sings the
or
disco
no,
song.
It was Candace Bergen.
Oh, you're right, it's Candace Bergen.
Candy Bergen.
Oh, look who's...
What you guys don't know is I threw this because I got money on this.
Go ahead and use your lifeline.
Lifeline. Who's... It's Kelly. Kelly.
It's out on the first one.
I mean, I know a Michael Keaton one, but I kind of felt like I should have gone Diane.
Kelly, do you got something?
Batman Returns? Yeah, I mean, Kelly, I kind of could have come up with that one myself, but...
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
No, I was kind of surprised you went with Starting Over.
I mean, I'd go with Mr. Mom if I'm doing
Batman
Michael Keaton.
Instead of Batman Returns. Okay, well, you blew that one, too, now.
Yeah, you guys... You should
just stop blowing out titles. All right, Tim?
Diane Keaton is in the First Wives Club.
Yeah! Where's the first wife at?
The First Wives Club.
There you go, first wife.
You know what I love more than Michael Keaton, Doug?
Mm-mm.
A bunch of Michael Keatons in the hit movie, Multiplicity.
Yes!
That's a classic.
Mark.
The Godfather.
I hit the waitress, I'm sorry. What'd you say?
The Godfather.
Yeah, yeah, I was sitting at that forever for you, Tony. I kept saying Godfather Part Two. And everybody was laughing, remember that? Godfather. Okay, cool. Ken?
Well, oh, I can guess again?
Yeah, you lost your lifeline, so now okay. You're on your own.
Annie Hall.
Annie Hall, okay.
No, wait, was that Woody Allen?
Yeah, he's in it too. Tim?
Mr. Mom.
Okay. Tony? Tony. Tony.
Okay. Let's go with...
spelled three different
you
ways.
You know, Boston. Boston-based movie.
Okay.
And, fucking,
You can use your lifeline still.
Son of a bitch.
Full title.
Shh.
Don't say it, you guys. Do you want to use your lifeline for now and come back to that one?
Fuck.
Circle back?
Yeah, sure. Where's,
Who's
Skady
your lifeline?
Yet?
Katie?
What? Spotlight, thank you. You named the one that
Spotlight.
I was going to think of before my next turn that I already hinted at. Thank you.
Spotlight, my
way to
favorite,
be there for me, Skady.
My favorite Diane Keaton
Jesus fucking Christ. Boston-based, Michael Keaton, thank you. Would have had it.
Mark?
Something's got to give.
Yeah.
Gung Ho.
Yeah. Automobile manufacturing.
The Other Guys.
Yes. Very political at the end, that movie. Check it out if you want to know more about the financial crash.
You know those movies that that one guy makes that has like a shit ton of actors and actresses in it, but you don't really, you're never really into it that much?
Yeah,
but, Diane Keaton was in one of those, and I believe the name of that movie was Valentine's Day.
No.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, she's not in that.
New Year's Eve, it was some fucking holiday. Halloween? Fuck.
I'm giving you another donut because then maybe you'll stop talking.
She was in one of those, right?
What?
She was in Valentine's Day, right? That one creep. I remember seeing it on like buses.
I don't think she was in that. I think you're thinking of the other sister.
Is it Diane Keaton? She has the round glasses and the short hair, right?
Mark?
Fuck.
Great fucking movie. Dream Team.
Oh, that is a good movie.
Yeah, Michael Keaton.
Night Shift.
Also, a very early Michael Keaton. That's a good one. Tim?
I think I'm going to have to go to my lifeline.
Who right that is?
Now. Uncle Jay Bucko.
Oh, Bucko, what do you got for us, Bucko?
Jack Frost.
Jack Frost.
Good one, thank
Christmas.
You.
Christmas classic. You put that on when you want to fall asleep quickly. Tony.
You know what I loved Diane Keaton in?
Mm-mm.
The movie.
You know you're out of the game, right?
Beethoven.
She's not in Beethoven.
That's Bonnie Hunt.
You really got to picture it. Picture it.
Mark?
I'm going to use one of my two lifelines.
No, you just have the one, and it's Tom, too.
You want to go with Tom? I picked Kate, but we can go with
Tom.
Oh,
Kate, sorry.
Oh, you fucked up, Tom.
I pray to God I get to meet you after the show. And you know what? Believe it or not, I mean that in the nicest fucking way possible. I swear to God. Kate. What?
Reds. Reds.
Reds.
Reds with Warren Beatty. Yeah, that's a Diane Keaton movie. Reds. Good job.
Thank you, Kay.
Clean and Sober.
Yep. Diane Keaton.
No, Michael Keaton.
You're right. Just testing you. Tim, are you out?
You know. With Batman Returns, the one that you... Okay, yeah, okay. So, you know...
Oh, shit, they just fell off the balcony.
Doug, you got a fucking arm on you, dude. You're like the rookie. Yeah.
You know they're just donuts, right?
No, you're like that kid, rookie of the year. No,
yeah,
dude.
Did you have like a weird tendon thing?
I think I might be out.
There's no shame in that. You did a great job. Let's hear it for Tim Brennan, everybody.
Sorry, Uncle J. Bucko. Thank you for your help.
Hey, Bucko, you didn't even put a shithead on the back. Come on, man. Get it together. Oh, shit, I gotta run out of rope again. Here, can you pass that to Bucko?
Bucket Brigade that over to Bucko.
Do you need a Sharpie, Bucko? Right to the hands every time.
Wow. Tom Brady.
This
better.
Tom Brady thing doesn't work out. I'll step in.
Tom Brady's going to be the first person to play in a wheelchair. He is never leaving the Patriots. Ever.
Do you have an answer, Mark?
Oh,
I know
man.
You just used your lifeline, so you're probably out.
Give him a toke.
Give him a toke? No. Is that what you said? I don't know what she's yelling about.
About number two, because he's got two name tags. They're saying he's got two.
For the listener at home, Tom shouldn't have come here today. I picture her like fighting with Alec Baldwin in 9 different fucking movies. And I keep wanting to say that she was in Stepmom, but that was 2 other crying women. Just so you know, my name's Mark fucking Wahlberg, and I never fucking cheat because I don't have to. No, he did. I accidentally rubbed it off, but I'll tell you what it was. By accident, it was ink. I didn't fucking know. The way I was grabbing it. Okay. For listen at home, that was business. You may not get to hear it. Okay. Now, that other movie was Mary Steamtime.
Yeah. Mary Steampunk?
Fuck it, dude. Was she in Parenthood?
No, that's Diane Weiss.
No, she was in other movies with Steve Martin.
Thank you, the lady with the dark sunglasses, right?
She's the in the... Ones, right? Oh, go ahead, Ken. For the win.
Johnny Dangerously.
Yes, Michael Keaton.
Oh, great fucking movie.
Diane Keaton was in Father the Bride, Father the Bride 2.
Fuck, dude.
I was waiting on that one. Thank you, HBO, as a kid.
But that means that the person that you were playing for there, Ken, is our winner.
Kelly wins.
Who is Kelly? Where's Kelly at?
Kelly's up in the balcony.
Kelly. Oh, Kelly's in the balcony?
Kelly's in the balcony.
How's she going to come get all this?
Come over the front. Can you guys catch her? She's not big.
Here, I'll put it...
No, there's stairs. She can...
I'll put it all over here, and we'll just trust that no one's going to...
She'll just come get it in the middle of Tony's show.
No one's going to fuck
with it. Yeah, come get it then.
Time she gets down here.
Just walk right on stage.
Someone tell Corolla it's fine.
Let's put him right there. That should be somewhat
accessible. Kelly, get down. If she's still here. She might have left.
And here's a shoebox that says throw nuts on it.
Huh.
That's a weird thing to put donuts in.
Yeah, that's
in
like
a
clue to a mystery. Oh, they're knitted.
Who made these?
They're cruelty-free donuts.
Zero calories or carbs.
Those
are
great.
Really fun. Wow.
I'm going to have to commission some pajamas from
that
person.
Throw one of these, Tim. Wow, these things are really neat.
Yeah, you could just whip that at someone's face as fast as you can.
I'm going to keep a couple of them.
Yeah, Ken, you could throw one of those as hard as you
as
possibly
hard as I can
at a woman's face in the front row, and it'll be okay.
It would not hurt them at all. Box!
Holy cow.
Well, you're the winner. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
You want the box back?
Enjoy.
She's going to return those Converse All-Stars right after the show. Needs
hey, Doc.
The box.
Hey, Doc.
I
probably should have told this to you earlier.
Yeah.
That weird little white box of donuts there.
Uh-huh.
When I grabbed it, the person said these have weed in them.
Do they?
The donut hole.
This box?
Yeah.
This one that I'm keeping?
Yeah.
It does say hand grenades.
Oh, I ate one of those.
Wow.
I got you. Because I ate one of those and I'm on probation.
Our winner today is Ken Reed, everybody.
Yay.
Way to go, Ken. Way to fucking go, dude.
What do you got to plug, Ken? We got to wrap this up quick.
I got my album out, Divinity Project Volume 1, Hollywood Land. I got TV Guidance Counselor, new episodes every Wednesday. You can go get it.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Thank you. Tim Brennan, Dropkick Murphys, everybody.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.
You going back out on tour anytime? You just got back?
In January, yeah, we just got home. We just finished our brand new album, number 9. That's coming out the first week of January. And then in the end of the summer next year, we'll put out number 10. So we have 2 albums coming out next year, and we'll be touring all over the place.
Very nice. Thank you for being here, Tim Brennan.
Thank you for having me. Pleasure.
Tony Hinchcliffe, headlining this very stage, just trying to walk around all the donut shit.
Yeah.
7 o'clock tonight.
I'm excited. About an hour and a half, actually.
Yeah.
Flew in today.
I call it an hour ten, because I'm really precise.
Just had enough time to shower. I showered here at the venue before this show.
Yeah, that's rock and roll.
And now I have about an hour before I do my show, so shit's fucked up. 7 o'clock.
Check out the Kill Tony podcast.
Yeah.
And
so many other great
Tony
things.
Tony Hinchcliffe on Twitter.
Thank you.
With an E on the end. That's Tony Hinchcliffe, everybody. And Mark Wahlberg just running around, following me all over the place. I love it. Thank you for your constant support of this show.
Fucking I don't. I got so much shit going on, you motherfuckers. Go see Deepwater Horizon. We just wrapped on Transformers 5. The trailer just dropped for Patriots Day. It's going to be fucking good. Other than that, Wahlburgers is coming back because you people fucking deserve it. Go eat there. And then after the show, I'm going to be signing tits and picking fights. Let's do this.
All right. One more time for all of my guests. Ken Reed, Tim Brannon, Tony Hinchcliffe, and Mark Wahlberg. And as always, my menstrual cycle is a shithead. People who use the word legit, not legitimately, are a shithead. And pussy grabbers are a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.